Welcome to OCG, Obsessive Compulsive Gamers, a podcast for gamers where we'll be talking about the latest news, game releases, giving our thoughts on games we've been playing and those coming out soon.
Starring Monochromatics and Stick Shot.
Enjoy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of our podcast. I am Slicks, along with my co-host, Mono. Say hello, Mono.
Hello.
So after the 30th time of trying this damn thing, we're finally going to get it. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's go straight into the news. What do you have for us, Mono?
First thing is Mass Effect 3 Collector's Edition.
What do you know about that? What's the news?
Well, first of all, they have an exclusive hand cover art book.
Nice. Yeah. As a collector, I mean, that must be pretty nice. I have quite a few of them myself.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Also have a lithograph of the Normandy.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I just bought a Mass Effect lithograph myself. I missed out on one of the coolest ones, but, you know, it's all right. I got some Garrus action going.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, can't wait to get it. It's pretty expensive, but if I want to sell, I could $300 or whatever on eBay. Not bad.
All right.
Yeah, so what else you got?
Next up, we have Mortal Kombat 9 DLC.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
It's coming out on June 21st.
Cool. Do you have Mortal Kombat?
I have it. I played it for a while. Didn't like it that much.
Oh.
Yeah, and also bought a pre-owned version, so
okay.
I can't play online.
Oh, because, what?
Yeah, because it requires the multiplayer pass.
Yeah. Wow.
It was screwed over, basically.
Who published it? Who published that? Like, why is that? Is that EA? Because aren't they doing all these online passes now?
Yeah, I think EA.
Wow. That sucks, man. I mean, so you bought it used. For how much? I mean, would it add up to just buying it new in general?
Yeah, it's only like £5 difference or something.
All right, well, what is that in American, like, United States cash? Because I'm not very familiar with the pound.
Well, it's about $50.
Wow. Wait. The game or? Okay, it was $50? Used?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Well, how long ago did you get it? Because now you can get it for, like, $40 new on Amazon or something like that.
Yeah, but I played it. I didn't like it. I was just sitting in my room.
Yeah, well, don't tell Chip, because that's like his series.
Sorry, Chip.
Alright, so what else you got for us? What's next?
Call of Duty Elite Beta.
Okay, a beta? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
You have to pay for that, too?
No. Basically, on their website, they're saying, join the beta now. You have to enter your email, all that fun stuff.
Okay.
And you can join their beta.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do it?
No. That's it. I gave up on Call of Duty.
Attaboy. That's what I like to hear.
Fuck Call of Duty.
Exactly. All right. You got anything else? Is that it?
Yeah, that's basically it. If you're interested in the beta, go check the website, sign up, have fun.
There you go. Go play some Call of Duty. Some of the same game you've been playing for years now.
same shit.
Yeah, exactly. So now if you want to play a real game, a man's game, you play Halo. And you know what's coming up? The 20th anniversary of Bungie. And because of that, they actually just released their new iPhone application called Bungie, I guess Bungie iOS or something like that. And what you get is you get this blue flame. Like, if you pre-ordered Halo Reach, you get the red flame back in the day, the regular flame helmet for in-game, but now you get a blue flame. It's pretty sweet. I mean, if you play Halo, there you go. If you have an iPhone, you're set. I already got mine.
Nice. I'm gonna get it right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, on top of that, you also get some, if you're ever playing Halo, you can see next to your gamer tag is a, what are they called? Nameplate? Yeah. So what exactly that is this little symbol that just makes you look cooler. But you, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So you get this little star, And that's what everyone gets for this 20th anniversary. Actually, you're also able to send seven other, I'm not sure why they chose seven, but you're able to send that nameplate to seven of your friends. I sent one to Mono and a couple other noobtubers. But yeah, so nice. That's for Bungie's 20th anniversary. Congratulations, Bungie.
What's up with Bungie and number seven?
I don't know, I don't know. Oh, on top of that is Bungie Aerospace is going to be announced. Whatever it is, their secret project they've been working on, yeah, it's going to be announced soon. It's all leading up to this 20th anniversary bash. So
it's going to be interesting.
Exactly. It'll be Halo 7. I don't know. I mean,
probably.
They left Halo, but I doubt they actually did. There'll be something in the Halo universe, I guess.
No, but Bungie does not own the rights for Halo anymore.
So they're done.
Yeah, it's a new IP.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They partnered with Activision, right? Diablo with their all their money.
Call of Duty in space.
Exactly. That's what they've been working on. That's aerospace for you. Call of Duty, Space Marines. All right. So next up for my news is Duke Nukem 3, which is actually pertains to our new releases, too. It sucks.
Apparently.
So Duke Nukem Forever is terrible.
It's getting bad reviews everywhere.
49 on Metacritic. I mean, how bad can you get?
Yeah. That's so sad, man.
Yep, 14 after 14 years. You think the nostalgia would actually get to some of these people, but they won't let it down. They won't give it a candle.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's Gearbox. They made Borderlands. How can they fuck this up?
I mean, it's got 2 years of development with the Gearbox and what? So 12 other years with some other with. Do you know who was the first creators or developers?
It was. I forget the name.
3D World.
The guys, these guys.
Yeah, those guys. All right, whoever's listening, you can find out for yourself. But
Apogee, yes, Apogee.
Okay, there you go. So they shut down after 12 years of making, I guess, what turned out to be a piece of crap game.
Yep.
Sorry to hear that.
Yep.
Except at the same time, I'm not.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to get it anyway.
Just are you really?
See. Yeah, I want to see how bad it is. I want to judge it for myself.
All right. You can let me know because I will not be wasting my money on that.
Yeah.
Not even Gamefly. That's a waste of time. So,
next up, footage of the Wii U, the actual Wii U, not the controller.
Oh yeah, the system itself. You know, it's good to see that after E3, after its debut.
Yeah.
You know, when they were playing it on the E3, I was looking for the system and I couldn't find it. And I thought they were playing on a Wii. It looks exactly like a Wii to me. From a distance, at least.
Yeah. They had it, like, in the background, like,
really, really yeah, far. Really, really far and hard to see. I was like, oh, so they're playing Wii games with a new controller? So it's just another peripheral? Okay. Thanks for that. I really wanted that. Yeah, so what do you think of it?
Well, the first thing I noticed, HDMI cable. It has, it can handle HDMI now.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a good thing. Yeah. Did you see that tech demo for Zelda?
Yeah, yeah.
Then that made me want to buy it. That's all I need. That's all I need is an HD Zelda, and I will be sold.
Yeah, it looks nice. Looks very normal, actually. It's like a
What do you think of the name? Wii U.
Wii U. I don't know. It's like a dumb name. Couldn't figure out anything new.
I've heard other people call it the Woo, the W, and then they just forget about the I and just put in the U, the Woo. Ooh. I don't mind that. Yeah, it's not. That's a little better, I guess.
Yeah.
But really, I was hoping they would call it the Nintendo. That's what they should do. Just bring it back. But I guess this isn't even. It's not revolutionary enough. It's got to be something really good. You know, I'm not really thinking this is going to be a big sales big on sales when it comes out, to be honest. I think Nintendo's in for a heap of trouble.
I'm not sure about that. They succeeded with the original Wii.
Yeah, but all the people who have a Wii, they're going to be like, why do I need a Wii U? It's just another letter. What could be the difference?
Most of them are casual gamers, so they don't care if it's HD
exactly.
Or not.
They just want their Wii Fit for no use that they let sit and collect dust.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of new consoles, the Xbox 720.
What about it?
Yeah, 720 is gonna be announced in E3 next year.
Wow.
Yeah, according to VideoGamer.com.
You think so? You think it's actually going to be there? Or you think they're just, you know, it's a year away. How much can you possibly know?
Yeah, still don't know yet.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of comfortable with my 360, and I keep seeing these games. Crysis 2 came out this year, and it looks better than anything else that's ever come out. I'm sure you could still push the boundaries on it.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with the Kinect now. It should extend the life of the
360. Yeah, please. I bought this piece of crap for $150 back when it came out. You can actually support it for more than a year. Please. Please do me that favor. And make good games. Please. I mean, a Child of Eden, that leads straight into our new releases. Child of Eden comes out today, in fact. And I can't wait to play it. You know, I've heard it's been getting great reviews. I think it's about an 85 on Metacritic right now. And yeah, it's supposedly just it's best with the Kinect. It finally that box is correct. It's better with Kinect.
Finally.
Yeah, exactly. Finally. I mean, how many other games have come out with that? Say that Harry Potter. I mean, that's a trash game in general, but you know,
it's a game based in a movie, so automatically it's gonna suck.
Exactly. You know, I've heard good things about this Green Lantern game that came out last week. I've heard only good things about it. It's supposedly graphically pretty good, and you know the gameplay's supposed to be pretty good. I've only heard pretty good things about it. I'm considering renting it.
So, what is Child of Eden exactly? What type of game is it?
Child of Eden is an on-rail shooter. I actually posted posted in the discussion board on YouTube today exactly what it is. It's a on-rail shooter where you use Kinect or the controller to explore this story. I'm pretty sure it has to do with this girl named or some woman that you're supposed to be saving.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. This is getting very terrible, but you know, you're supposed to save some woman who's, I guess, supposedly trapped in the internet or something like that, which is now called Eden, something like that. You know, as weird as that sounds, the gameplay looks like if you were high, it would be the greatest experience of your life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just what it looks like. I couldn't tell you. I'll tell you when it comes from Gamefly. I'll let you know.
All right. And we also have Alice Madness Returns.
Yes, we do. That came out today. What do you think of that, Mono?
Well, it's still not released here in the UK.
Okay.
It's coming up in 2 days, but it looks incredible. I'm so looking forward to it. But apparently, reviewers don't like it that much.
You know, it's got 16 on a Metacritic right now, which isn't bad. I mean, if you go by school grades, then yeah, that's pretty bad. Like, you don't want a 69 in anything. But if you go just it's out of 100. I mean, it could have gotten like a 20 and been completely awful.
So or 49.
Exactly, or 49, like Duke Nukem. That's not that in grades, that's not even passing. But yeah, going like a 69 or even just like say it's around a 70. That's not bad. I'd rent that and play it and enjoy myself.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since I've seen a good platformer game.
That's very true.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. It looks very creepy and twisted. I mean, there's blood everywhere. It's very creepy. Watch the trailer. It's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. You know, I guess you could rent it, or I guess you're gonna buy it.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna buy on the day of release, so I can get Alice. The first Alice comes with it if you get it early.
That's a pretty sweet deal. How much is that?
It's the same price.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Was the first Alice good?
I haven't played it, but...
how do you know you want it?
Well, since it comes with the game, might as well play it. So, two for one.
Does it have trophies? Or achievements?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Well, there goes my buy. anyway, what were you saying?
Next game. It's a record of Agorist War Zero.
So it's some anime game, isn't it? Something like that? Some Japanese RPG?
Yeah, Japanese action RPG game.
Nice. Yeah. I've never even heard of it, but apparently it came out today.
Yeah, apparently.
If you want to look up a review, I doubt they even have any because I've never heard of it.
Well, I'm on the Wikipedia page right now.
Okay. Well,
it says that it's a prequel for the first game, Agorist War.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's it. It seems like... what's
up? Does that have any story in there? Any plot?
Well, yeah, it's Japanese. Of course, there's a very twisted story in there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a tactical RPG.
Okay. Okay, not bad.
What's a tactical RPG?
I'm guessing it's like turn-based, maybe something like that, or maybe like Disgaea.
Maybe.
Those games.
I guess. So.
I've never even heard of this game, so I really couldn't tell you.
Well, yeah. So this game's coming out. If you know about it and you're excited, so good for you.
Yeah, cool. I hope you enjoy yourself, whoever buys that game.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to get into what's coming up next week?
What's coming up next week?
All right, so next week we have... Where's my stuff? Sorry about that. Mono. I don't know where...
For three.
okay, yeah.
There you go. That's it. For three. That's coming up next
week. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was back at... Now I found it. Your big post, blocked out mine. I'm sorry, whoever's listening to this. okay, so next week we have Zelda 3DS. Have you played Ocarina of Time, Mono?
No, I didn't.
No?
No, I didn't. I missed it. I was a Sony guy back in the day. So,
are you going to be getting a 3DS just for this game?
I might get it just for this game, actually. It looks so good.
You better, or else I will have to spank you. A lot. I'll teach you a big lesson.
Ooh.
You do not want to know, Mono, how bad you have to play this. In fact, yes, you do. Go play it right now. Go find another version, WiiWare, something like that. Do you have a Wii? Do you have a Wii?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Go. Don't waste your money on getting a 3DS just for one game. Sure, it'll be better, but you can get it for like $10 or whatever on the WiiWare, and it's just as good as it was back then.
All right.
Yeah, I'd recommend that.
But Fear 3 is coming out.
What do you think of that?
Well, I haven't played Fear 2 or 1.
Okay.
But Fear 3 looks really good.
Uh-huh.
They have this interesting thing with co-op. So basically, one player controls the main character.
Okay.
Who's a normal psychic human.
Yeah.
And the second player controls a ghost, I believe. And the second player, can do stuff the first player can't do. For example, he can go through walls at certain points. He can possess the enemies and take control of them. It's a really interesting concept.
It's an interesting concept, but how is it going to actually play? I mean, that sounds a little rough. That sounds a little too easy, actually. What? Can you take control of all these bosses that you have to fight? Are there bosses in Fear? I've played Fear 1, and I don't even remember. But, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I think the ghost can only take over other, you know, normal enemies.
So
not the bosses.
Can this guy not die? I mean, how? Where's the challenge?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm sure he dies somehow.
Oh,
he has to.
Yeah, but he's a ghost. He's already dead.
Yeah. They also have multiplayer in this one.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I saw it at PAX East, actually. Oh. They have a mode called Effing Run, which is basically you and three other guys just run from this big wall of death.
What?
Yep, it was pretty. I actually played it. It was really cool, I've got to admit. I wouldn't buy a game for it, but I'd sure like to play it on, like, maybe a DLC, like an XBLA game. Just if they re-release that, just that aspect of the game, I'm sold. Because that was really fun.
That's interesting.
Yep, it was pretty cool.
Apparently they have also three other game modes in multiplayer.
Cool.
I don't know much about them, but that's good. That's cool.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to wait for reviews on that game, you know. Yeah.
Hopefully you can do a YouTube event with Fear 3.
That would be cool if somebody came up with a effing run just event where you get in pairs of four and just go for it.
See how much every group lasts.
Yep. Alright, so next up is Dungeon Siege 3, which is a RPG, action RPG, that neither of us know a lot about of. It's a, pretty much. I mean, we've never played a Dungeon Siege game, but it's a top-down RPG in which you fight through dungeons. You siege some dungeons, man. That's what it's about.
It's developed by Square Enix, by the way.
Oh. So it has potential to be pretty good, or it has potential to be completely trash?
Yeah, basically. You know, all I have to say is, Square Enix, stop developing any games. Just concentrate on Final Fantasy 13 Versus, please. I want that game. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm waiting on Deus Ex Human Revolution. Is that that's Square Enix, right?
Yeah, that's Square Enix.
Okay, good. Because I want that game to be good, but I've been hearing some mixed things after this E3. Some mixed things. Hmm. Not pleasing.
We'll see.
Yeah. So last up is Shadows of the Damned, which is developed by Suda51, who has made No More Heroes.
Yeah.
Good game, I think, from what I've heard. Never played it. Have you played it?
No.
Okay, me neither. But I've only heard good things. I want to get it on PS3 when it's re-released. And also, Shinji Mikami, who is the guy from Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
Yep, those are some pretty good games. Those are some pretty good games, you know? Unlike most, I really enjoyed 5 from what I played of it. But then I just stopped.
I just stopped.
Yep. I was like, I'm done. And I quit.
Well, this game. I watched the trailer, a large Dear Johnson trailer.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have. And what did you think about this trailer, Mono?
What the hell was that? Seriously.
It was pretty good stuff, though, you gotta admit.
Yeah, that was smart, actually.
Yeah, I went into that game at first. I was like, wow, this looks like trash. Because, I don't know, it's some of the body parts, like, when they shotgun someone, their body parts just fell into clumps from what it looked like. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, after seeing this at E3, I was like, wow, this actually looks pretty sweet. So, maybe a nice rent. We'll see.
Yeah, probably a rent.
I've become more of a cheap gamer, cheap-ass gamer, you know? I don't really like spending $60 on a game when Amazon has it for 40 in 2 days.
This year has a lot of good games coming up, so you have to pick and choose.
Exactly. You got to save up for Batman and Skyrim and Uncharted, all these other greats.
a lot of games.
So, right. Yeah. So, do you have any impressions to give us?
So, let's see. What I have played recently is Infamous 2 and Darksiders.
Okay, I've played Infamous as well as Demon's Souls and, of course, Halo Reach.
Of course, of course. Well, let's talk about Infamous 2, shall we?
Okay.
This game is the shit!
Yeah, it is.
It's so good, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have a pretty good story about how you got it.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, I got Infamous 1 with the Welcome Back package.
Uh-huh.
And I played it nonstop for 4 days. Then I finally finished it like at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
The day of the release of Infamous 2.
It's a pretty good timing. Did you plan it that way?
Yeah, I was racing, just watching the clock. Okay, I have to finish it. Okay. So I finished it, went to game, and got Infamous 2. I went to the cashier, told him, "Hey, do you have Infamous 2? He was like, "Yeah. Which console?"
Dude, like, that's ridiculous. How could someone who works at a game store not know what one of the biggest games coming out?
Yeah,
like, he can't know anything about it. Like, how do you not know it's exclusive?
Yeah, at least he realized it after 2 seconds. I was like, "Oh, right."
My bad.
Yeah, epic fail. Epic fail.
Yep. So, what do you think of it?
Yeah. Well, like with they added a lot more abilities in this one.
Yeah, they did. I put that through my playthrough. I saw a lot of that. It was really good.
Yeah, yeah. Also, they concentrated on how the story moves according to how evil you are or how good you are. And they also expressed that by the girls, Q and Nyx.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really nice. You can know the story of each character depending on how good or evil you are.
Yeah, really. I ended up finding out more about Nyx than I did about... what's the other girl's name?
Q.
Yeah. Q. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I ended up finding out more about Nyx than I did about Q.
But you played as a good guy, right?
Yeah. It was surprising. I kind of thought I'd find out more. Q kind of just left. I was like, "Oh, all right. Later."
Yeah.
See you around. And then I just get these phone calls when I do something good. "Oh, good job. Good job." You don't know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I really liked about it is how how traveling became so much easier with all the different ways you can move around. It just became so fast. I mean, they gave you multiple options to get from one place to another. It was really good.
Yeah, they first gave you the increased flight power, so you can fly for longer.
Uh-huh.
And then the ice mountain thing. What is it?
It's the jump or whatever, something like that.
Yeah. Basically, you create an iceberg underneath you, so it just makes
you
jump. Launch you. That's awesome.
Would you recommend someone buy this, Mono?
Yes, buy this game right now.
See, at first, I was going to buy it, and then I decided to rent it. I was like, I loved the first Infamous, but with my money saving going on right now, I decided why not try and rent it? And if I don't get it from Gamefly, then I'll just go out and buy it because I wanted to play it. But I got it, and I decided that it was a good rent. It was a great time to rent. I could play it once through, and I could wait until it's dropped down to $20 and save. In total, I'd be saving around $20 to $30 from what I'd be paying.
I guess that works.
Yeah. So if you can somehow do that, some magic like I did, then yeah, do that. I'd recommend that.
Yeah.
Great game.
What?
Other than that, it was a great game.
Yeah, I'm actually replaying it now.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, playing as an evil guy.
Right, I had a little too much Infamous. I was like, all right, time to play something else.
I wanted to know what powers I can get being an evil guy.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, there's that one part in the game. Or you can
choose.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. Spoiler. So
you choose. Yeah.
You choose something and you get powers.
Something else.
Yeah. So I want to see what
you
these
choose something
are.
And something happens. Don't.
Yeah.
It's spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
So how are you liking these new powers? How's the opposite side?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool.
I'm killing everyone in the streets, throwing cars everywhere,
Yeah, after I beat it, it was like, why don't you go back and just be a dick? I was like, oh, okay.
But I wish they, after you finish the game the first time, they would, when you make a new game, you at least have some powers.
Yeah, because going back to nothing is like,
yeah, it's like, oh man, sucks. I have to do all of this again.
Yep.
You should do it like in Mass Effect.
Yeah, dude. Don't get me started. Those games are so good.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on.
All right.
What else are you up to?
Well, I've been playing Darksiders.
Okay.
To do my homework.
Here, Simon. Noobtube 101, is that what it's called? Something like that?
Yeah. Noobtube 101 assignment. So, I've been playing it, trying to juggle it between Darksiders and Infamous.
Okay.
Yeah, so I made the mistake of choosing the hardest difficulty in Darksiders at the beginning.
See, that's where you just start over.
Yeah, but I thought...
If you can't handle it, you just gotta start over.
But I thought I can try it out, see if it's too hard, I can just restart. But I spent most of the game, like, an hour. It was like, okay, you know, it was good.
Uh-huh.
But then I reached a big fucking demon, and he owned my ass.
Yeah, he owned me. I was like, if you can't take the heat, just get out of the kitchen, Mono.
So the logical thing is, press start button, go to options, change difficulty. Wait a second. You can't! There is no option!
Mono, when will you learn? Not all game developers are smart.
Yeah, that's just so dumb, man. What the hell?
What are you gonna do, man? I mean, but for a gaming game perspective, like, what do you think is good about this game? Do you like it? Other than that, has your experience been good?
Other than that, I really, really like it.
Good, because combat... I sure as hell did when I played it.
The combat is a bit iffy.
What do you mean iffy? What's wrong with it?
Well, the way I passed that demon is by using the simple tactic that works every time. Dodge, attack, and dodge, and attack.
Well, yeah, it's part of the game.
But attack with the same move. If you choose another move, it will take too long to do, and you'll get hit, and you will die. So you have to do the charge attack,
which
is RB and X.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, so it gets a bit repetitive after a while.
How about those bosses, though? You like those bosses?
Bosses are good. They're interesting.
Yeah. That game was great to me. And when I first played it, I rented it on Gamefly again. And when I first played it, I was so happy with my rent.
Yeah.
I got to pick that up again.
Surprisingly, the first boss was the hardest. And then the other bosses
Did you beat it?
Yeah, I'm now at the last dungeon, actually.
Oh, did you get to the boss yet?
Not yet. Not the last boss.
Good luck, man.
Okay.
You definitely did.
All right. Oh, man.
you got some stuff in store for you, man. All right. You been playing anything else?
Oh, yes. So, one more thing about Darksiders.
Uh-huh.
The game is all about the puzzles.
Yep.
The puzzles are amazing. They're so much fun to do. I mean, they're the only reason I'm still playing this game.
Wow.
The puzzles.
That's saying a lot. I mean, I liked everything about that game, to be honest. I had very little complaint about, but I guess you didn't, but you really like those puzzles.
Yeah. Love me some puzzles.
Cool. Alright, so I guess we'll move on to what I've been playing.
Yeah.
What have I been playing?
You've been playing Demon's Souls.
Yeah, I played Infamous, and we already talked about that, but now I'm on to Demon's Souls. I picked this up about 6 months ago, maybe more. No, it was around 6 months ago. And I tried it day one. I quit. I was like, I got a maybe to level 5 or 6 soul level or whatever. That's absolutely nothing. But I couldn't take it anymore. I must have died 10 to 15 times on that first level alone.
Oh.
Yep. It took me at least a week to figure out how, because I've been going on and off in this game, but it took me at least a week to find out how to kill that first boss. I was like, these guys are impossible. They're a bunch of armor, and I don't know what to do. Hmm. So, you know, I eventually... And that's the greatest thing about this game. When you figure something out and you actually learn, like, to kill, how to kill something or yeah. succeed in, like, the most impossible circumstances, it makes you feel like the greatest hero alive. I swear to God, I feel like I'm living in a fairy tale. Like, I'm taking down a dragon. See, when you think of, like, taking down a dragon, you kind of think, oh, it's like in a video game standpoint, it'd be okay, you know, you just do it. But no, in this game, if you're taking on a dragon, you're taking on a dragon like you would in real life. You get messed up. You stand no chance against that dragon. He's going to eat you and flame you and just destroy you and put your moral down and make you cry. Oh, God, that game is so frustrating. But the instances where you actually succeed are worth every death. So good.
Interesting.
Yep. And that's what I have to say about Demon Souls. Dark Souls is coming up. Dark Souls is coming up. So I got to beat this game within, 3 months? I don't think I can, but I'll try.
try.
Yep.
I actually watched a video on YouTube. It's this guy was speedrunning Demon Souls.
How he
was, like, dodging every move perfectly. He memorized the shit out of that game.
that's impressive.
Yeah.
Is it more impressive than those Super Mario speedruns and everything like that?
I haven't seen Super Mario speedruns.
Okay,
so.
You should look those up. Those are quite crazy. Very fast. Too fast, if you ask me. Other than that, I was playing Infamous, then I was playing some Demon Souls, and I go back to Halo Reach, as I always have.
Yeah.
I still am in love with that game, and I can't wait to play it at PAX. PAX Prime's got Halo Fest. Halo Fest, like, that's impressive. That you got Halo Anniversary Edition and some news on Halo 4. God, I cannot wait for PAX. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Plus, I get to see my new two buddies. Are you going?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Will you ever go?
Well, the U.S. is so far away. You have to get a visa and all that.
Oh, you don't have... Oh, yeah. I forgot about all that stuff.
Yeah, because you live there.
I'm sorry. That sucks, man. Yeah. Maybe they'll have a PAX out there and all us YouTubers in the U.S. will come out and visit.
Maybe. One day.
Alright, I think that wraps it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Alright, so I guess we'll see you all next week. I hope you enjoyed our first podcast. And that's it.
Alright, goodbye.
We're out.